Sheila, how do you say your last name?
It's a terrible name, but a nice guy comes with it.
One more time? I don't know if you heard that. A terrible name, but a nice guy goes with it. Sheila Krasiran. Here she is.
Our wedding was very conventional and very nice. But I'm going to tell you about our honeymoon. In which everything that could go wrong did. We got married in 1962, and it's not so common today, but in those days, I was a virgin. And I had, with the nervousness and everything, about a week before the wedding, I broke out in a rash all over my body. I went to the doctor, who happened to be old Dr. Malone. For those of you who are that age, you know there was a soap opera, young Dr. Malone, and said, "You've got to help me out. I'm getting married." And he said, "Don't worry. By the time he gets that package unwrapped, he'll be stuck." Luckily, the rash left before the ceremony. So I was a blushing bride. We had a very nice wedding. And then we got in the car to go on our honeymoon. Now, this is 1962. You wore gloves. I had a little pillbox hat a la Jackie Kennedy. And we're driving along. We had a new car, a Chevy 2. And I had had my license for about a month. Because we were going to be living in New York City, but I had a job teaching on Long Island, and I had to drive to work every day. So my husband, Fred, says, "Why don't you drive?" Now, for our honeymoon, because I don't like hot, humid weather, and you wonder, what am I doing in Baltimore, we went to Canada. And we entered Canada around Montreal. And in those days, the highway between Canada and Quebec was two lanes. I'm driving along, all of a sudden, pow! Flat tire. We pull over. Fred changes the tire. And he said, "I don't want to drive." I said, "I don't want to drive anymore." He says, "Go ahead, honey. This will never happen again." Another 5 miles. Pew! Another flat tire. We now do not have a spare. We knew nothing was behind us. So there was a little kind of off-the-road place with a hot dog stand. And he starts walking to find a gas station, and I'm sitting here talking with this guy, my pigeon French, his pigeon English. An hour goes by. 2 hours go by. 3 hours go by. He turns to me and he says, "I don't think the gentleman is coming back." I did not want to tell him we were on our honeymoon. I said, "The gentleman has to come back. I have the car, and I have the money." Now, I only have 3 minutes here, so I'll tell you what happened to my husband. He walks along. It takes him a while before he finally gets to a gas station. Gets to a gas station in Canada. Nobody speaks English, or at least they pretended they didn't speak English. He speaks absolutely no French. Had to wait until a salesman came along, tell him what size tire he needed. They didn't have that size, of course. Take him to another gas station, get the tire, pay $80 for a tire that should have been $30. Our most expensive souvenir of the whole trip. He comes back about 4 hours later. My marriage is saved. But now there's no chance of us getting to Quebec after this trauma. We're tired, we're hot. So we're looking for a place to stay. We come to a nice motel. And there was another sign along that says, "Nancy's Paradise Cottages. Cabines in the back." So, of course, the motel was full. We get a cabine. By now, the rash has faded. This could be the night. It is. It is 30 degrees below zero. And there is this air conditioner in the window, which, of course, we're not going to turn on. And so I wore his bathrobe socks and my negligee. And I had washed out a couple of things. We get up in the morning, and I figured, of course, they're not dry. And I figured, hell, I'm going to turn on this air conditioner and dry the stuff while we're eating breakfast. Turns out to be a heater. Now, I only had one request of this honeymoon. And that, well, I had a couple of requests. But I wanted to stay in the Chateau Frontenac, the famous Chateau Frontenac. And I thought, you know, being a responsible male, I should have known better. He would have made reservations. He thought, hotel 400 rooms, what do I have to make reservations for? We get to the Chateau Frontenac. Sun Life of Canada is having a convention there, and there is not a room in the place. He even tried to bribe the desk clerk. Nothing. But he could show us the second best hotel in Quebec. Well, when we got to the second best hotel and we got in the room, this is now the third night of our marriage, the bed was painted green. It was an iron bed painted green. The room was so small that one of us had to sit on the bed if the other person wanted to walk around. And across the street is a bar with a neon light going on and off and on and off. Well, after a number of rum and cokes, because I wanted to block out this entire room, I'm laying there in bed and the room is spinning and I'm spinning and everything's spinning. And I said to him, Fred, I'm going to be very sick. And he said, no, you're not, honey. Just lay very still. And then after I passed out, I mean fell asleep, everything was okay. But I wake up the next morning, and he's gone. I hope he went out for croissants and coffee. He comes back a little later, and to show you how romantic he was, I said, honey, where have you been? He said, I got the oil changed in the car.
Thank you, Sheila. Thank you very much.
I just want you to know it worked because for our 25th wedding anniversary, we repeated our honeymoon without the mistakes, and at the end of this month, we'll be married 49 years.
Sheila's husband, I salute you, sir. You have your hands full.